In a melancholy passion I was walking up a riverside. A gallant damsel I did spy, a lute she had lay by her side, which up she took and did sing and play, that in her freedom was all her joy. Oh, in my freedom's all my joy. I stepped aside because I'd hear the full conclusion of her song. Her music ravished so mine ear, as in the ground I lay along. Then did she most sweetly play, oh, in my freedom's all my joy. Oh, in my freedom's all my joy. I am a young and harmless maid, and some are pleased to style me fair. There's no man yet hath an ambush laid to catch me, but I broke the snares. What though they count me nice and coy, yet in my freedom's all my joy. Yet in my freedom's all my joy. Most young men have alluring words for silly maidens to betray. Such compliments they can afford that we can hardly say them nay. But let them term me nice and coy, oh, in my freedom's all my joy. Oh, in my freedom's all my joy. With oaths and protestations great, sometimes they seek to try their skill, when all the while they mean deceit, for to obtain their wanton will, and seek their utmost to destroy our utmost and our chiefest joy, our utmost and our chiefest joy. With amorous words and speeches fair, they'll promise that they ne'er will do. But of such youngsters I'll beware, for fear I afterwards should rue. What though they count me nice and coy, yet in my freedom's all my joy. Yet in my freedom's all my joy. Alluring baits also they have, as silver bodkins, gloves and rings, with girdle, scarves and jewels brave, and many other costly things. But those silver hooks shall ne'er destroy, for in my freedom's all my joy. For in my freedom's all my joy. Whatsoever they give talk or say, I'll ne'er believe them e'er the more. Their smoothing words shall not me betray, I'll stand to what I said before. Although they count me nice and coy, in my freedom's all my joy. Oh, in my freedom's all my joy. Yet I could quickly be in love, if I an honest man could find, that would once true and constant prove, and not be wavering like the wind. A little time I will be coy, in my freedom's all my joy. Oh, in my freedom's all my joy. Here in this second part you'll find a husband pleasing to her mind. This virtuous maid hath won obtained, though long at last her love was gained. She saith her husband she'll obey, and in his love shall be her joy. And in his love shall be her joy. And thus she did conclude her song, which having done, I up did rise. My heart was struck with love so strong, her beauty dazzled both my eyes. My freedom then she did destroy, for in her love was all my joy. For in her love was all my joy. When she espied me where I was, she rose and would no longer stay. I stepped unto her then because my heart she bore with her away. Fair maid, said I, do not destroy my freedom and my chiefest joy, my freedom and my chiefest joy. She blushing then to me did say, I do desire now company. Fair maid, said I, oh, say not nay to him that means no flattery. you have my heart, oh, be not coy. In you is all my earthly joy, in you is all my earthly joy. Sweetheart, said I, few words I use, but what I speak is from my heart. I scorn your virtue to abuse, then grant me love ere I depart. Your freedom I will not destroy, for in your love is all my joy, for in your love is all my joy. With that she took me by the hand and led me up by the riverside. If that you true and constant prove, quoth she, perhaps I'll be your bride. Then on her lute did sing and play, be constant and I'll be thy joy, be constant and I'll be thy joy. I then made bold to crave a kiss, which modestly to me she gave. I took it for a heavenly bliss, her comely gesture was so brave. I thought it long to see the day wherein I might my love enjoy, wherein I might my love enjoy. But to conclude, we married were, I have obtained a virtuous wife, and at the last I brought to pass what she to others had denied. Although at first she seemed coy, she calls me now her only joy, she calls me now her only joy. Young men and maids, where'er you be, that hear this song I'd with you learn, a pattern of our civility, then lovers true you may discern. For them that seek for to destroy your freedom but will be your joy, your freedom but will be your joy. Virtue beyond all beauty goes, but he that gains them both is rare. Only for wealth let no man choose, for constant love is void of care. A virtuous wife will ne'er destroy your freedom but will be your joy, your freedom but will be your joy.